항기 투제 열도네 나와 담지 방에 이제 담비 춘이 된데 바 고담데라 차타노 야다 메메네 마하마나에 선대는 대야다 메메네 마하마나에 선대야다 메메네 마하마나에 선대야다 메메네 마하마나에 소하 오케이 다 상부 잠도 인다 차 야 리우디 바 리우디 바로 와
So now we come to the seventh verse, taking refuge. Bound themselves in the prison of samsara. Whom are the worldly gods able to protect? Therefore, it is the practice of the bodhisattvas to go for refuge in the three unfailing jewels.
I'm going to speak a little bit Tibetan, okay? Because sometimes my English is limitation, you know? I cannot express everything. So I'm going to speak in Tibetan and Joe is going to translate. Karichabu yore sena kyab goya ti ngarang ngala nyemomba ta chik marikba ta nyi ane mwene dhane ke chunyi ke dhante nga to kukundu nga to maso sambe ke dhila kyab gu yore kyab sa te ngare karin kyab gore sena nyemomba ta kyab gu yore nyemomba ta korwa la kyab gu yore He kept the Rosa Tela, then it's Hangje Tang, Chudan, Induso Mato, and then I shave an unshinking. Flat and dumb at the Tangje Rana, Kawan and Dukasu, Kaya Robachi Tugumare,
said. It is one of this. So, in the context of taking refuge, I think we first need to understand what is taking refuge. Okay. We're taking refuge from what? Okay, what are we taking refuge from? We're taking refuge from our disturbing emotion. We're taking refuge from our ignorance. Okay, who do we go refuge with? We take refuge from the three jewels. Why is that? It's because all the other things that you can take refuge in, they themselves cannot even help themselves. So how is it that they can protect us? So other than the three jewels, there's no one else who can help us. Okay, so to genuinely take refuge, we first have to gain certainty. Gain certainty in the Dhamma. We need to have come to the conclusion that what is taught is valid, it's true. Okay? Once we have arrived at this certainty, then naturally we will have faith. Okay? So we need method. Okay, we need to learn the method and how to arrive at this stage. Because once we can do this, we will naturally have faith in the Buddha himself. Okay? And then along with that, we will have trust in what the Buddha had taught. In other words, the Dhamma. And then we will also have faith in the Sangha, the ordained community. Okay, which comprise of monks, nuns, and all practitioners. We're able to do this, then we naturally have faith, we naturally have devotion, pure perception, okay, we will have respect towards all practitioners, monks, nuns.
Chula Nishi Dunga Chewala Sanji Gi Chul Sunga Gi Tanda De Karir Sena Simjian Thamji Gi Gula Yubi Dungar Thang Dungar ki jute nyomong bate langzin te di pongji ki nyembo shi tu song sha bata ba di yindu sanji ki chuyo te la amjo ki nyen samlo ya po tang chue la ati chue senge te ngone tane denpa rendu chue senge te nyomong bate nyembo ngone rendu da me pa ke den te ngun ne dang zeng nyen bo re du sam ne ya po ja ha go ma thob na te ni chue la te ba ya po ji che thog ma re te ba ji che na yang ni shi te ba de ji ma re dang we te ba am de be te ba ma to yi che be te ba che thog ma re te ni chue te ge nyen bo te nyen mong ba nyen bo ten ro gun du sa ba te ha go sa na te se ma na ju do ju wa ta ne me be te ba ni shi ten bo ji ge re Give me a nigger chambori. Very different sound, huh?
Can I say something? That is to say, if it is possible, we would prefer that you speak to us in English. Even if it is that way, we are happy with that. We are more comfortable with your English.
Okay.
Translation English.
Okay.
Thank you.
So after he does that, I
try to say. He's a very good translator, but the feeling that we get is not the same that we get from you.
Okay.
Thank you. You're off the book. That's actually exactly what Rinpoche should try to teach in English. We talk about faith, okay? How are we going to have this faith? Okay, first we need to examine the Buddha's teaching, the Dharma. Okay, the Buddha taught that all sentient beings have suffering. Okay? And what is the cause of this suffering? The cause of this suffering is a clinging to a self, okay? And this cause is something that needs to be abandoned, okay? So what we need to do is first we need to study or listen to the Dharma, and we need to investigate, reflect on it, and then we need to come to the certainty that yes, it is true, we all suffer. Cause of our suffering is ego clinging, and if we apply the antidote, we can be free of that suffering. Okay, if we I think the battery's fine. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, do.
So, once you have gone through this listening, reflection, and meditation, which is traditional route of gaining certainty. You gain the what we say the intelligence and the wisdom. Okay, then it's only then that you can really have faith. Because if you do not have certainty, okay, then you have at best only two types of faith. We say the kind of faith that is a clear faith, where you kind of like okay, I believe in the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. It's quite shallow. And then the next level of faith, where you kind of like, oh, isn't it wonderful? We say longing faith. But we will not be able to engender the third type of faith where we say irreversible faith. Irreversible faith means no matter what happens, we're never going to change our mind. We have that kind of certainty. Okay, to get to that third level, you must have certainty in the Dharma.
When you practice Dharma or meditation, a very simple frustration, I do like this, yeah? Like this, yeah? We do like this, yeah? When you do this frustration, which negative emotions go less?
Ego.
Our very naturally, human being, when you have very high ego, face go a little bit like this. Eye a little bit go up. It will look down. No. Like that. So when you do prostration, you put your ego down.
Yes?
But, again, Buddha said, do anapana meditation.
Yes.
And you meditate. Oh, I got peace of mind. Yes? Now Buddha said, you have very strong negative emotion. What I should do? Buddha said, where is this negative emotion? Shunyata. Shunyata. Emptiness is very important to understand. In six paramita, the number six, Panchaparamita. Yes? So that Panchaparamita is the only path, only teaching, the path to achieve Nirvana. Completely freedom from that suffering and the cause of suffering of existing world. Then you meditate little bit, shunyata. Then you check your negative emotion. Oh, no emotion. Then you gain certainty on Dharma. Oh, Dharma is true. Really helps me. From their certainty, then you gain respect. Easier to take refuge to Buddha, easier to take refuge to Sangha. That's why in Thai tradition it's very good when the bhikkhus walk, you respect. When the four ordained monk, fully ordained, I think you all know, four fully ordained monk come together, Sangha. Very, very, very high respect. Because when we morning you wake up, what we do? I take refuge from Buddha, I take refuge from Dharma, I take refuge from Sangha. The Sangha is the four ordained monk come together. Then it included Bhikkhuni, then after included lay people, lay practitioners. So that's why to gain refuge, taking refuge, to be very comfortable in the mind, not saying that my father do this, I do this. Or I have very good feeling to do this. That is not good reason. Or I like Buddhist. Not good. Must gain certainty to Dharma. Then I already told you, Buddha, Sangha come naturally. That way, then you do become very genuine. Okay, so that's why here they're talking about complete taking refuge for Nirvana is a three jewel, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Because you can check with Dharma. Dharma is the only path to reduce negative emotions. So we know now, oh, this is the only path. Just taking refuge to tree is not going to fulfill our wish to achieve Nirvana. But you want to achieve short kind of good, how to say, phosphoric life. Then you pray some naga, you know naga? In Thai, how you say naga?
Na.
Na. It's very similar. We say naga. Na. You put some milk in water, river, ocean. I give you naga, help me, my phosphorus go up, come rain come, and grow up. Short, okay, no problem. You need short term, it's okay to take, help. To ask for help. But you want to take Nirvana. I have pain in my heart. I have this difficult in my suffering. How I should do? Then only is three jewel. Mostly Dharma. So that is the very important to understand. Okay? So after this, taking refuge part, the chapter, the verse 8, verse 9, verse 10, the three verses, they're talking about three level of the practitioners or three level of motivations. Okay, the first motivation is mostly fear to some lower realm, hell, hungry ghost, animal realm. Oh, I do bad karma, I go down. Number second, medium motivation. Oh, I scared samsara, I want to achieve Nirvana. I want to go free from samsara. Number third, says, motivation says, not only I want to go, I want to go with all the sentient beings, Bodhisattva. So they have three level of motivations. So after the heat translation finish, then we go the first, first motivation or first lesser being, they use in English.
So we just finished part one, the preliminaries called the path of entering into the Dharma. Now we start part two, which is the main part, demonstrating the paths of the three types of beings, starting off with the path of lesser beings, verse number 8. All the sufferings of the lower realms, so extremely difficult to bear, are taught by the sage to be the fruit of one evil's actions. Therefore, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to constantly refrain from evil actions, even at the cost of one's life.
ตะกี้ข้อ1ถึงข้อ7เนี่ยถือเป็นภาค1ก็คือว่าถือเป็นภาคแรกนะฮะตอนนี้เรากำลังจะก้าวสู่ข้อที่8โดยเริ่มตั้งแต่ภาค2นะครับข้อที่8เนี่ยทุกคนเปิดหนังสือหน้า12นะครับข้อที่8บอกไว้ว่าพระผู้มีพระภาคเจ้าทรงกล่าวไว้ว่าความทุกข์อันไม่อาจทนทานได้ในอบายภูมิทั้ง3เป็นผลของการทำชั่วเพราะฉะนั้นการละเว้นการทำชั่วแม้จะเป็นภัยแก่ชีวิตของตนเองคือกิจปฏิบัติของพระโพธิสัตว
์ I think it's very very clear here first saying that the lower realmsHell, hungry ghosts, animal realms. When we think about their sufferings, it's a very unbearable. So, where these three different sufferings are coming from? This lower realm suffering. These all sufferings are from or evil deeds.Or non-virtuous actions. So, Buddha taught non-virtue actions results is hell, hungry ghosts, and animal realm. Because of that, thinking of karma, bad karma, to know to do, until came to your life, but never forget to do bad karmas. So that is how they explain here. But here, most important, I want to highlight two. First is, are there really three lower realms exist? Secondly, about a karma. What is a karma, and what kind of there are many, many questions, but I'm going to tell you later, or with link with karma. So first, are the three lower realms, are they really exist? Is exist front of who done evil deeds? Okay? That means, Buddha said,Who put so much effort to make in the hell that fire all 24 hours flaming? Where they got this oil or wood? Or who's putting inside? Everything is just a... reflection of your own negative emotions and karma, bad karma.Results. So that's why it's very important that Buddha said hell exists, hungry ghosts exist, animal realm exists, individually when you have a bad karma, profound of them exists. Sometimes we don't need to search hell realm, where is the hell realm? When you're really angry, and you're really, really angry and something done, something wrong,That period of time, you really feel uncomfortable. That period of time. you're very, very suffering. So that is the, how to say, you can see how bad experience you can experience after the negative emotions like anger. So that's why very important to understand here is hell is exists, but exists front of who done the bad karmas. Okay? When you do not do bad karmas, hell does not exist. When you mind are happy, okay, your mind are very happy, samsara right now you see like a deva, na, deva place, deva bhumi. When you mind are very, very suffering, your mind are not happy and full of anger, this bhumi is a narak, naraka bhumi. So everything based in your mind. That's why Buddha said in many times in the Dharmapada, tame your mind, bring happiness. That isn't, Buddha never said, tame the hell, then you get freedom. Buddha didn't say that. Buddha said, tame your mind, then you gain happiness. So that's why it's very important to understand the first of three realms exist. Yes, exist front of who done wrong. Who did not do wrong, they don't exist. It's just reflection of your own negative emotion. Now, about the karma, I'm just highlight short one. First, when you do karma, whether it's a good karma, whether it's a bad karma, what is karma? Karma is action. Action of your mind. How is the action of mind? You think, that is the action of your mind. Then second is your verbally, you must talk. Mouth, when you lie, you think is not lying. Lying means you say, then lying. You think, you not accumulate bad karma lying, because lying based in your mouth. So most important, who is the highest authority? Authority is the leader. Who is the highest powerful leader? Is the mind. Okay? After mouth, then body. Okay? So action, body action, like a first killing, killing karma, lying. He die faster. Thinking. Any these three things is action that we call karma. Good karma. Good karma. Mind, speech, body. Now, whenever you do karma, body, mind, speech, the karma result are fixed. Okay? You cannot run from karma. That Dharmapada says in the quotation, Buddha said in Dharmapada, I forgot the verse, Buddha said, they don't have no place in the sky or in the place anywhere that you cannot experience karma. You definitely you cannot run from karma. So this is the first. Secondly, when you don't deal with karma, bad karma, for example, bad karma or good karma increases naturally. When you say something bad, you're bad, you die faster. Okay, you don't confess what you do wrong. Your scolding karma increases all the time. Okay? When you do good, first question. Like a dana, increases. Okay, that is the karmas. Dana. Okay. So number third. Some people says, you know, master, my father did so many evil, now I suffer. That cannot happen in the karma's law. Somebody do bad, you suffer. Somebody do good, you happy. Karma law is impossible. So that's why your own suffering is done by yourself. Don't blame your parents. Or some people say, oh, my father's grave is wrong place, that's why I suffer. You suffer because of your karma in the past. The grave is conditioned. Because of condition you suffer. But not because of only the grave putting wrong is only suffer to you. No, you have some kind of karma in the past life. So whatever you experience is your karma. Nobody done wrong, somebody done not wrong, you cannot suffer. When you something did wrong, karma give you a result. Okay, whether it's good karma, whether it's bad karma, karma going to give you result. Karma never become a disappear, not giving you result. It definitely going to give you result. So this is the four things about karma. Karma is the definite. The karma is increasing. Karma, only you do karma, you experience. Without you doing other people karma, you cannot experience. And karma never going to be considered chusasana, disappears. You must experience the karma. So that's why to knowing this karma, this quality of karma. So good karma, virtue and non-virtue. Good karma, bad karma. How are you going to divide them? How are you going to know what is good, what is bad? Anything linked with, okay, negative emotion, attachment, anger, ignorant, okay, through this you have action of 10 non-virtue, 3 in the mind, speech, or 4 body, 3 you done this wrong, then you are bad karma. Opposite from the body, 3, opposite from body, mouth, speech, 4, opposite from your mind, 3, opposite from that, then that is good karma. For example, body is a killing. Killing is bad karma. Not to kill is good karma. Okay? Stealing, not to steal, giving dana, dan, is good karma. So that's why so forth like that, that is the karma and not good karma. Who divide them is good karma, not karma. Some people say Buddha said that Buddha make division like this. No, Buddha just point you. This is good karma. This is not good karma. Not because Buddha is a judge, you know, and he judge you. Oh, you doing this bad. You doing this good. It's not, don't think like this. Buddha is not judge. Buddha is our teacher. What he teach, say this is a good path. That is not good path. You whether you want to go on or not is your choice. So therefore you think, oh, Buddha is teacher, Buddha taught, now I know what is good karma, what is bad karma, so I want to keep well. I want to be mindful, I want to be careful with what I say, I want to be mindful, careful what I think. Now I want to make little bit elaborate, okay? When you thinking is the worst, this man is so bad, this family is so bad. I wish they die faster. I wish they fight in, you know, together. Like that, you just think, you already create bad karma. But your body, I want to kill, quite difficult. For example, this is my stone. I want to kill you. I throw a stone, but I hit in monk. And monk died. Okay? I have fooling killing karma or no? No fooling killing, no whole full killing karma. Because my motive is killing. But who? I want to kill Joe, not the monk. You see, so when you're talking about karma of physical body and speech, you need to think that detail. This is object, I am a subject, I have an action, then action should be completed. Like a killing. I go to kill, I have a knife. I go to kill Joe. I step in his stomach and he shoot me. I die first. I have a killing karma? No. Because I die before he die. You understand? So karma, you need to understand well. Many people say, karma, karma. No, no, no. Karma is not easy. You need to think very detailed. That's why you need to think detailed. You mindful. Karma is very important. When you do meditation, karma meditation, you sit, you write down what is a good karma, what is a bad karma. You just focus, you reflect. Bad karma, body this, speech this, mind this, body this. 100 times, every day 100 times. Understand? Just reflection, reflect. Good karma, bad karma. First you think bad karma, bad karma, bad karma. You reflect every day 100 times in 1 week. You become very, very mind, become very, very careful. Easy to find what is a good karma, what is a bad karma. Understand? Then I like to give you small tip, advice. When you done good karma, for example, you give a dan, thana, thana, dan, han. We say dana.
Dana Bali.
Dana
Bali.
Yeah.
Bali
Bahasa. Bali Bahasa. Yeah. Bali Bahasa dana.
Thana.
Thana. Yeah. We say. Not to sound English, right? Dana se gandu chiko re dana. Oh, okay. So you say dana. So you practice. I have two tip advice. You give dana, for example, good action, good virtue, dana I give to you. Now you done good karma. But to fix the good karma, what I should do? You do dedication merit. You dedicate. I want to pictures. And the here sangha, they wear blah 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 blah. See, you put water. That is dedication. That dedication, monk dedicate to you. Yes. But now, you give dana, you need to dedicate too. So how I dedicate? I don't know. I don't know how to pray. Monk know how to pray. I don't know how to pray. Doesn't matter. Dedication is in here, not in here all the time. Is here. So how I should think? I want to dedicate my good action today. How Buddha and Sangha dedicate, I want to dedicate like this. Finish. Done. Job. So the good virtue action increases all the time. No bad karma going to stop. Because you already dedicate. Now, second short advice, tip. Now you done something wrong. Yes? Oh, I did wrong. I say wrong. I done wrong. I think wrong. Bad karma. You go to Buddha statue. You sit. You say, Buddha, I done this wrong. And I done many, many wrong. I don't remember. Okay? I want to confess in front of you. Please bless me to confess my bad karma. I don't want to have bad results or bad karma. You think like this. Then you think, you visualize, Buddha said, oh, okay, your karma, okay, purified, you are clean, don't worry. You think like this. Then you say, you know, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You say, thank you, Buddha. Like that. Then you later meditate. You do every day like this. Your bad karma. Bad karma never goes high, stays there. Good karma, like this. When good karma grow, naturally covers. Nowadays people not do that. Nowadays they don't do confess. Sometimes they confess, they say, oh, I feel so bad because one beggar come begging, I give 50 baht, now when I come to eat food, I don't have no money. Why I give this 50 baht? Like that, then bad. Your old good karma gone. So that's why to regret bad karma. Don't regret good karma. So I give you two tips. Yes, good karma, do anything, dana, prostration, listening dharma, anything good action, dedicate right away. How to dedicate? How Buddha you dedicate, and all the Sangha in Thailand, 100,000 Sangha, how you dedicate? I dedicate like this. Very pure. Secondly, when you do something wrong, you go to front of Buddha, I done wrong, knowingly, not knowingly, I don't remember many, whatever I done wrong, I want to confess. Buddha say, okay, you are clean, alright. Then you finish this, then you little bit meditate, then finish your job. This is two way to do. Okay? Alright.
Verse number 9, the path of mediocre beings. The happiness of the three realms is like the dewdrop on the tip of a blade of grass. It perishes by itself from one instant to the next. Hence, it is the practice of a bodhisattva to strive for the supreme level of liberation. All is unchanging.
So here, very important to focus two important point. The first point they say here, the three realms of samsara, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. Okay? Three realms of happiness or blissfulness are very, very impermanent. Means short minute happy, one day happy, 1 hour happy, then whole day suffering or neutral. So that's why here they're talking about you must gain renunciation. Renunciation means what? Renunciation means I really want to be free from this. That means renunciation. I want to renounce, I want to be free from this. When you have renunciation from samsari's things, not only things, samsari's negative emotions to samsara, that you have renunciation from the samsara, that is the first important point they I want to say in from this for Kasigra, this verse, the number 9, verse 9. The two line I'm going to say only to focus to renunciation when you see the three realms happiness are impermanent. So now second point I like to say, where is the unchanging peacefulness, unchanging happiness? That is the nirvana, to achieve nirvana. So anyone you want to practice dharma, so very important to have first the motivations. So now the medium motivation is I want to be free from samsara circle of the three realms. So I want to be free from that, I want to achieve nirvana. But I want to highlight one thing that's very important to say, to achieve nirvana, what kind of path I should take? There are three paths. First, the path of Panchaparamita, the Jnana. Jnana means the knowledge, the supreme knowledge of to seeing that samsara is emptiness. To how to achieve this knowledge? To do a samadhi, meditation. To gain a meditation, stable meditation, less obstacle meditation. What kind of things I should do? I should have discipline. Discipline, what? Sutim. Shila. Shil. So, gyan gain from samadhi. Samadhi become a stable and easier to gain samadhi when you have shila. Shil. So, these three things is the path of nirvana. So in the Dharmapadas again says, without the wisdom, without the meditation, wisdom wanes. So because of knowing that, and do meditation more. So now morning you wake up, you do meditation, yes? Now you do, before meditation, what motivation you have? Sometimes you need to think, what motivation you have? From this point of view, you must have motivation of renunciation. You put hand like this, or three realms, you need to reflect. The desire realm, the human realm like us, the form realms of God realm, the formless realm of God realm, it's all in the circle of samsara, comes down, go up, come down, go up, go again, 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 rebirth again, again, again. How long I need to rebirth? So tiring work. Again I need to born, small baby, learn everything. I need to grow, family. Again I need to work, then die. Again birth, study, family, fighting, work, old age, sick, die, again birth. So tiring. So much tiring. I want to be free from circle of this samsara, and I want to free from the cause of samsara, or my negative emotion, or I am the best ego. This is very nice, this is very nice attachment. Somebody is saying something to me, I'm angry. And I don't know what is right, I don't know what is wrong. When you do meditation, almost like a sleeping. I don't know what. Doing offering dana like this, ignorant, no knowing. Sometimes many doubt in the mind. I think my meditation okay or not? I think I'm doing right or no? I think I'm not enough dharma to achieve nirvana. So many doubt. That's all part of ignorant. So all this negative emotion I want to be free from. Specific samsara and cause of samsara. So after thinking this motivation, then you practice meditation. Then you do dana. Then you do prostration. Everything you do with this motivation, you want to be free from samsara, want to achieve nirvana. That motivation, everything become a condition for achieving nirvana. Do you understand what I'm saying? Really? For example, I do prostration, Buddha. Before prostration, my motivation is I long life, I'm wealthy, I'm stay younger. Motivation not good but small, not effective. Or I want to achieve nirvana. I want to achieve nirvana, I gain jnana. I want to achieve nirvana, I need to gain samadhi. I want to achieve nirvana, I want to gain sila. Think like that three times, Three times you do. Think of three times. Now, then is effective there. Waste your time. You see my master prostrate. I do prostration fast, not good. My master prostrate. He think, he really focus slowly. So fast. One time I make joke with my monk. One day we need to pray. We pray so fast. We forgot to visualize Buddha. Understand? We so fast. Buddha nowhere else. So like that, that's not good. Better don't do. You want to do? Do effective. So here, this I want to highlight only two here. First, everything is impermanence in the happiness in samsara. And then secondly, they're talking about here is to achieve nirvana, but path of nirvana is a shila, samadhi and jnana. But again, this jnana is not just normal jnana. This jnana is to see first what is the cause of samsara, and then secondly, when you found the cause of samsara, then you need to see the cause is really exists or not. That's why Dharmapada, I don't remember that again, it's good, it's a verse going to come next time teaching. Buddha said, okay, I think I don't remember very well. I just keep up. They're saying this example, or I'm making, they're very good quotation. But Joe knows, I have this, I have my family, right? Oh, this is my children, this is my wealth. But you don't have know yourself, how you going to call everything yours? Do you understand? You don't have know yourself first. So how you going to say this mind, this mind, this mind, this mind? It's too greedy. My master say, my meditation master, poor human being, us. We think we are smart, but we are very, very stupid, huh? Very stupid. Like that. I said, why? People, it's so easy to understand, they don't understand. We make ourselves difficult. It's so easy to understand what is self-emptiness. Nobody understands. So easy, it's not difficult at all. Yingjie means all compassion, to pity, yeah? I pity them. So, one monk, his very stupid mind. So my master pushing him to understand, and master said so many times he don't get. master tired. You don't get. The meditation. Okay, I don't want to say too much. Meditation of jnana is not to meditate. Something to meditate to jnana. That is not good meditation. It's just I want to say a little bit, how to say, small glimpses, or a small lightning. Gomba mind combine, Singapore. Gomba mind combine. How's the English? It's not about meditation. It's a what? Simple lagu mare. Dhan ki meditation. Gompa mind combine.
So the meditation on the
jnana,
we say in Thai, panya. Okay, so this meditation on panya is not meditation.
Yes.
Not confusing.
No.
Gompa mind combine.
So basically, not to meditate is meditation. On
panya,
okay. On wisdom.
Can it combine? Combine, habit driver. Combine and habit driver.
Because to meditate is a kind of a habit.
Yeah. Some okay, I don't want to say too much. just small highlight. People thinking too much, that's why I just highlight. Thinking too much means people thinking meditation means only need to be meditate. When you start meditating like this, beginning, yes. Before jhana, first what? Samadhi. Before samadhi, what? Shila. I want to shil, yes, I want to be shil, yes, this is important. After shila have samadhi. Shamata, samadhi, very similar. Then jnana, pranja, whatever you want to say. That supreme knowledge is a vipassana meditation. So vipassana meditation, not good. Not meditation, but habit. Like when you chant fast, like for example, you think something else, but you can chant. But it's a habit. Yes, it's a habit. It's not you really not doing, but it's a habit. Exactly. The jnana meditation, it's just, how to say, habit. Beginning, yes, I want to meditate. But in the meditation, is just flow. There's not like a flow. So that's why I just want to highlight. But we talk more about that. So after this finish translation, I'm going to stop today this session. Then we do very short meditation. Then, okay. Non-meditation. This meditation, then this is wrong. Like this, This we talk later. Yes, I cannot talk too much.
okay. ท่านก็จะทำฐานนั่งสมาธิสั้นๆนะฮะแล้วก็จะพักช่วงนี
้ Injilam dear Nagur
I'll try to translate this from time. My time's not so good. Okay, someone had asked if we basically leave all our problems to Jesus Christ, okay, in other words, we do not be attached to our problems, okay, will this kind of letting go be able to allow us to become liberated, to achieve Nibbana?
Jesus Christ, love you.
เดี๋ยวขออ่านคำถามซักไปนิดนึงก่อนนะตะกี้คุณโจพูดภาษาอังกฤษแล้วนะฮะภาษาไทยคนที่ตั้งคำถามนี้บอกว่าการที่ผู้ถือศาสนาคริสต์ขอพรจากพระเจ้าและมอบปัญหาต่างๆไว้ในมือของพระเจ้าเป็นการทำให้ไม่ยึดติดหรือว่าปล่อยวางในปัญหาต่างๆไว้เพื่อให้พระเจ้าดูแลแทนว่างั้นเถอะนะฮะทำให้ไปนี้ถ้าทำอย่างนี้ทำให้ไปนี้ผ่านได้หรือไม
่ Only 30% yes All my bad suffering I give to you God I'm free That only 30% can go down Just feeling But not really achieving nirvana Achieving nirvana means Yes, I see samsaras Yes, I see the I want to give Renounce Then what I do After renounce, what I do Kri Shiv Samadhi Pranja Then you meditate Then you only achieve nirvana Okay, I give you my trouble Okay, bye bye Cannot be achieve nirvana like this Then it's easy Then I say, oh, my old suffering, Buddha, I give you, okay? Take, please, I'll do it. Then it's become too easy. But 30%, you feel better. Like how we Buddhists does. I suffering, or I give everything in my karma. I don't want to blame anything, it's my karma. Then 30% relief. You don't blame others, you don't blame yourself too much. It's okay. But really achieve nirvana, that is not only the way. The three, yes? Sila, Samadhi, Panya.
Second question is, when we pray, how should we focus our mind properly? Okay. Then if we use our mala, this prayer beat, would that help us to become calm? So, for example, when we're dying, can this kind of using a prayer bead, can it be helpful to us, be a support?
When you do pray, which prayer you're talking about first? But generally, you can focus to Buddha. When you pray, just focus Buddha, you know, between the eyebrow. You want to focus here, or you want to focus in his heart, or you can focus... Sometimes the Sanskrit they use Ushnishka, something like that. I don't know Thai.
Chaka.
Chaka.
Yes.
So you know, these three you can focus. You just focus and pray. Mala can help, but sometimes, like you know, then it's not good. But mala become a reminder. Then it remind you. Then it's better. But sometimes you just play, you know, hand round, play, then not help. But when you chant mantra, usually mala helps. But you want to know a lot of malas, I need to spend at least 2 hours only talking about mala. What quality, how you should chant, how to hold, how to do this. There are so many things about mala. It's not easy.
Can it help us at the time when we die?
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
The next series of three questions, so I'll just ask the first question first. What is the nature of an authentic practitioner?
Calm, not easy to fall into negative emotion, very humble, very compassionate. The last one is to see equal of praise and criticize, or happy suffering. Try to see equal. That means the nature of good practitioner. It's not impossible, lah. It's possible. No, it's possible. It's possible. Slowly. Baby step.
Slowly.
It's possible.
If balanced, then it becomes your holiness, not like us.
No. Same. I cannot balance sometimes. Mine sometimes like this.
Second question is, Ramesh, what is the difference between emptiness while you're practicing as opposed to emptiness while you are in the absorption?
Thepa, Samba, Goba.
So I actually requested that Pashabhaji explain the difference in emptiness as it arises from your practice, in other words, from your meditation, as it comes from what we call absorption or jhana. Jhana means saying heart, as opposed to the emptiness that arises from panya or wisdom. And Rinpoche say, we can understand through through the framework of study, reflection, and meditation.
When you hear about emptiness, it's more based on imagination. When you investigate it, when you reflect again, is a inside the imagination, more like hearing, try to imagine, then you have understanding, reflection or in your mind. But the meditation emptiness is the only difference. Again, meditation emptiness, don't think that you can experience by your mind. You just reflect. You can't reflect that experiences in the meditation. So very important to say thought free wisdom, that is the realize of the emptiness. It's quite tough sometimes. Okay, very good.
Okay, one last question. It says to lie is wrong. However, sometimes if we speak the truth, it also creates problems. So what should we do?
Say a little bit true, say a little bit lie. Okay. Thanks, <man. laughs> Not all bad karma, no all good karma, but say a
little.
Okay. So we do dedication, then we close. So nam de ye tham je se ban ye tham ne ni ve da nam pham je jing je ga na je va na tu se de so me ro nam ro va ra ye jo cha jo sam jo rin bo je ma je pa nam ji ju ru je je ba nyam ba me ba yang go me bon du de va ra ye jo. Okay, see you later.